Today on Straight Talk, I'm pleased to welcome a regular guest, Dean Mercado. He's the CEO of Online Marketing Muscle, and Dean specializes in digital marketing coaching. But Dean, you cover a lot more than that. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you, Jeff. I'm glad to be with you here again, man.
It's a pleasure. Dean, we are on camera in December 2023. Right. And so we're going to talk about 2024 and hopefully provide some tips or strategies to help them succeed, because that's what we want. We want businesses to succeed in the new year. And I know you have a topic you'd like to share with us about how to differentiate and win. Maybe three strategies.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. Dig into it. Tell us what you got.
Sure. Happy to. So 2023 was kind of an odd year for many. It was a struggling year. There were lots of ups and downs, and many companies that I had spoken to in and around cleaning and restoration industries didn't seem to do as planned, didn't seem to come out as well as they'd liked it, you know, and unfortunately, when you're dealing with a lot of uncertainties in the economy and a lot of uncertainties with government, dare I say it, it tends to put a little bit of a stranglehold on business and consumers and how they interact and how they decide what they're going to do. So couple that now with all the changes going on in the world. I liken what's happening now to much like what happened when the internet first came on the scene. Now that you got things like AI, this game has changed, and it's changed a lot. So navigating how you approach your business in 2024 is going to be very critical. So these three tips I have for you here today, three strategies, so to speak, will help you start to think and give you a little bit of a framework of where to maybe start thinking about what you should be doing. So let's dig in one at a time. This first one has to do with positioning. Positioning, how you position yourself to your target market, how you stand out from everybody else is going to make a significant difference. There are, and let's put it this way, especially for you cleaning industry folks, cleaning is no longer the best kept secret of a cool business to own and operate. You have a lot of big players stepping into the field now that have recognized that and see it as a beautiful cash cow that they could step in and make some really good money. So your competition is going to get stiffer. How you navigate that means everything. So when I'm talking about positioning, I'm talking about how do you position yourself as the only obvious expert? This way, when your audience thinks of somebody who does what you do, they think of you, right? You become that top of mind, right? So we talk about you've got to be ready for that. You've got to be ready to be seen. You've got to be ready to step out from behind the curtain and say, you know what? Here we are. Marketing is going to play a huge role in how you do that. How you use social media today is probably not how you're supposed to be using it, right? So coming up with a proper strategy on how you're going to use social, how you're going to stay front center, top of mind with your audience is critical. So coming up with a refined game plan on how you're going to position yourself as that obvious expert is critical. Look at what I'm doing here today. This is my way of doing it, is getting in front of you as often as I can and sharing as much value as I can with the intention that maybe someday we'll do business together and maybe we won't. And that's okay. I'm not attached to that and I'm not hard selling, and neither should you when it comes to positioning. But by showing people who you are and what you stand for and how you actually go about your day to day is a really good thing. So again, looking toward your marketing and how you're putting yourself out there, you need to be out there regularly. So depending on what platform you're going to be using. So let's say it's Instagram. You might want to post every other day. Let's say it's YouTube. You might want to post every week. Let's say it's email marketing. You might want to post three times a week, getting out in front of your audience. Regardless of what it is, you need to have that game plan so that you can, as I say, lay it out so you can play it out. Don't leave it to chance that, oh, yeah, well, we're going to do this. Well, what exactly are you going to do? What's the plan look like on how you're going to position yourself regularly throughout the entire year? Not just, you know, oh, I did it for 30 days and it didn't seem to do anything. Well, you know, that's the way it works. You know, what you do today, you're going to see results maybe 90 days out. That's the way the game of marketing is played, right? So there is a delay effect. It takes time. So that's the first one, is positioning. The second one that I wanted to bring out, I've touched on this a little bit with Jeff in the past, and this is about relationships, but I want to take it a little bit deeper. It's not only about just relationships with your clients, it's about looking toward partnerships, looking toward collaboration with others, with other businesses. Now, some of you were fortunate enough to go to the big ISSA event, and what a great place to establish partnerships, to start talking about collaboration. How do you get in the sandbox with other companies and figure out how to play together, right? Maybe somebody who doesn't directly compete with you, but serves the same audience. How do you play together? So 2024 is going to really depend on how you strategically play with your peers, how you get out there, how do you leverage, and that's the big word. It's about getting leverage. How do you leverage one another, right? So my marketing plus your marketing, if we're going after the same audience and we're co-promoting, right, and cross-promoting, could be very, very valuable, right? And it's an exponential result, not 1 + 1 = 2, 1 + 1 = 11 in that aspect. So we look to deepen relationships. Relationships are not going to happen if you continue to sit in your office all day and you never come out from behind the curtain. You need to get out there. You need to get out there and connect with people, whether it's your local chambers of commerce, whether it's all these cool events that the ISSA is putting on. Get in the game. Get on the playing field. Come with the intention of how you can add value to other people, and you'll find that others are going to look to add value back to you. So go deep, not broad, is what I'm telling you, right? It's not just about going to the event and, you know, oh yeah, I'm going to go to dinner. Okay, great. You know, think about how you can create that perfect collaboration scenario. So that's what I'm talking about when I say go after relationships. But you need to have a game plan in place, much like positioning. It's not about just saying, yeah, well, I'm going to build relationships this year. Okay, well, what are you going to do? Exactly. Lay out a calendar of what you're going to do, where you're going to do it, who you're going to go after, who you're going to look to play with, right? What do you need to know about those people before you're willing to commit, right? So there's a lot to it, much more than just saying, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to go to a local networking event once a month. All right. So the last one I wanted to bring to your attention is an online marketing muscle one, and we call it the 180-degree marketing method. And what that is all about is about stop playing follow the follower. Stop doing exactly what every other commercial cleaning company is doing. Stop doing what every other residential cleaning company, every other company is doing. You got to look outside your industry for once. Look outside. I call this pioneering. You've got to think like a pioneer. Look to what other industries are doing. See what works. Look to bring that back to your industry. Be the first one to pioneer that idea in your industry. And all of a sudden, you really stand out from the pack. Right? This is what I'm talking about with the 180-degree marketing method. Now, all of you have a very unique opportunity in front of you with AI. If you learn how to leverage AI in 2024, game changer. We're talking game change. Right? So it's not just about saying, yeah, well, we're going to leverage AI. What's the plan? What exactly are you going to do each and every day, every week, every month? Right? Who's responsible for it? What training needs to happen? Right? Think about who's going to champion it for you. Don't, and I say this, I own a marketing agency, and I'm flat out telling you, don't just throw it at a marketing agency to do it for you, because they're going to do what they think is right for you, not necessarily what is right for you. So you need to champion this, whether you like to or not. If you're going to, whatever you're going to do, It's not throw it over the fence and maybe somebody's going to hit a home run for me. Put a game plan in place. Lay it out so you can play it out. Be very, very specific on what it is you want to create and why. What's got to happen? So just to recap, we talked about positioning. Think branding when we say positioning. Think about how you're going to strengthen and get your brand out there, right? Think viral marketing when we talk about positioning, right? Then we talked about relationship building, collaborations, partnerships, big time. And then the 180-degree marketing method, right? Stop the Me Too movement. Think about how do you stand out? How do you pioneer other ideas in your industry and become the go-to? So I hope this starts to get the juices flowing a little bit. And this can go really deep, you know, with each one of these. But notice there's a common thread, I said, a game plan. Don't step into 2024 without a game plan. Make sure you have that plan in place so you know exactly what's going to happen, who's responsible for it, and how to measure whether or not it's getting it done for you. It's another key piece to that, right? So I don't know, Jeff, what do you think about all of that?
I think it's pretty good stuff. The thing is, these business owners, they want to succeed and they have the tools. It's the deciding which ones to use and how much to put into it. It's the key. Yes. And some are on a limited budget.
Yes.
A lot of the things you shared are not about the money. It's about the effort. And I think about the second one, relationships. When you have that opportunity, take advantage of it, build that relationship, and think about how we treat people in business. All of that plays into that. Right. And that's going to pay dividends, I think, moving into 2024.
Yeah, I always remember a saying that was on the wall in Spanish class in ninth grade. Now you're going back, I don't know how many years.
A couple years.
Yes. Yeah. And it said, querer es poder, you know? And what that means basically is where there's a will, there's a way. I've coached a lot of people in this industry. And I've heard all the barking and pushback. Oh, I can't. I don't have the money. I don't have this. I don't have. Listen. You know, if it's important to you, you'll find a way. That's really the bottom line. If it's important to you to not only survive, but thrive in 2024, you'll find a way. You've got to find your unique way, though. Stop doing what everybody else is doing because that's what they're doing. So it must be right. No. And remember, misery loves company. Everyone's going to tell you that this is what you're supposed to be doing because they're doing it. But they're not telling you the full story that maybe they're not succeeding so well with it. But they're validating themselves by getting you to do it too.
Makes sense.
Be very careful who you listen to and what you focus on. So yes, you do have a unique recipe. We teach that at Online Marketing Muscle. There is a unique recipe for you. And a lot goes into figuring that out. But remember, keep it simple, right? Get back to the basics. But look to bring in the newer technologies into those basics. And you could figure out how do you do this better. I'll give you one little bonus tip. Speed in 2024 is going to be the new currency. Speed to how you get out there. How often people see you, right? And how quickly they see you. When you're the first one out there, they're going to respond to that. So our society's done a lot to make us all ADHD, mm-hmm. all of us. And that's not a knock on ADHD. We all have very short attention spans. So you've got to figure out how to navigate that in 2024. And of course, I'm always willing to talk about it if anybody needs to.
You gave us some nice ingredients to fulfill the recipe that we have to cook up in 2024, Dean. So thank you for this. And I look forward to our next conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you.